Welcome to Shomach Shavah Nadav, your sponsor, Linishmas Arim Yakoshom, Leabas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo Baso Tav Kuf Choftes. The Gemara in the end of Amud Beis goes into the Sugyo of Toich Kedei Dibur. The Gemara says that the Shita of Rish Lakish is that if one said Yerusha for one and Matana for the other, if it was Toich Kedei Dibur, then it works, and if not, not. We already discussed in this Shiurim Toich Kedei Dibur in a few places in Shas. Last time was in Bo Bakama, Tafayin Gimel. And the interesting thing we see in our sugyo is how the Rashbam explains Toich Kedei Dibur. We'll start with the other shittas of the Rishon. Rabbi Nutam, brought down Tosfos over here, says, the idea of Toich Kedei Dibur is that a Chazal gave a person time to not complete a kinyan, so you'll be able to say hello to his Rebbe. Shalom Alecha Rabbi. The Ran in Nedarim argues, and he says, Pshat is, it has to do with Gemirus Das. That a person is not going merdais until he has Toich Kedei Dibur. On both these explanations, you have the question Tosfos brings over here as well, that the Gemara in the Nedarim says, if a person does Kriya because he thought someone died, then he found out he did not die, but Toich Kedei Dibur, he did die. So Toich Kedei Dibur, the Kriya works. There you have nothing to do with Smichus Das, and there is not they giving him time to say hello to his Rebbe. So the shaila is, how do you explain Toich Kedei Dibur in cases that have nothing to do with the das of a person? Tosfos brings this question over here, and Tosfos says, Loi plug rabbanon. And the question is, how does that work if it's the deraisa thing? And there's a lot to discuss about that. Reb Shimon Shkop in the Shai Yosher, he says, a different explanation. We brought down in a few places. The Reb Shimon Shkop says, Toich Kedei Dibur, the idea is that within Kedei Dibur is considered to be the same time. What does it mean, the same time? The time unit, the minimum time unit, is the time of Toich Kedei Dibur. Anything that happens within Toich Kedei Dibur is considered to happening at once. In this world, we don't have less than Toich Kedei Dibur. There's no, you don't do things based on a split second. What is the minimum unit of time? Toich Kedei Dibur. And this is l'chura what the Rashbam says here very, very clearly. The Rashbam says that when a person says two things together, we don't consider it to be they change his mind. This sounds like a Shimon Shkop. The pshat is that it's not that you have something to do with his das, but within this time frame of Toich Kedei Dibur, things happen at once. It's considered to be the smallest unit of time. And as we were marich in Bava Kama Tafayin Gimel, this fits very much within Yonim B'machshava. This world is a world of time. It's a world that is not only that there's time in the world, but the world is created as a time. The world is created as a zman. There's already Chazal and Tifer HaZohar bring it, and the Rashba and Shuva says that the Pasuk says, Ki sheshis yom yimasa Hashem. Shmuel created the world 6 days. Hashem said, Ki besh sheshis yom yimasa Hashem. Shmuel created the world within 6 days. So say Chazal brings the Rashba, HaKadosh Baruch did not create the world within 6 days. HaKadosh Baruch created the world of 6 days, meaning a world that goes in 6 days, gets the Shabbos, and the cycle goes again and again. The Zman is the world. The Vilna Gaon in Aderes Elio says that when the Gemara tells us that there's 10 Ma'amoris that created the world. And what is the first Ma'amor, the first words of HaKadosh Baruch that created the world? The word Bereishis. Bereishis Nami Ma'amoru. What was created with Bereishis? What's the first thing that's created in the world? Says the Vilna Gaon, Zman, time. The world is coming with time. And the Oyim HaKadover is, do we know how is the world misgala to us? Kadosh Baruch Hu said things, and that's what the world was created. That's what it means, that Kadosh Baruch Hu said Ma'amaris to create the world. And we say it in an everyday bracha, Shehakol Nihya Bidvaroi. Everything was created with the Dibur of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ramon Shapir Zitzal always used to say, that all the items in the world, how you call them, they call them dover. Dover means a thing. Why is it called dover? Dover Lashon Dibur. Everything in the world is a revelation of the Dibur of Hashem. Dibur, talking, can only be within the realm of time. There's no way to talk without time. A picture you could see in one moment. But Dibur, what is Dibur? You take letters, you add them to words, you add them to sentences. It has to do with time. This world is a world of time. It's a world of the creation of the Zman. The Olam Hazeh is under the realm of time. The world Olam Hazeh is a process of time. So if the whole world is a world that has to do with dibur, with time, time of dibur, you need to have a minimum amount to have a dibur. That's what Torah Kedibur really means. Within Torah Kedibur, it's the same time. Why is it the same time? Because if I can't say anything, if I don't have the minimum amount of dibur, that's not an actual time. Time is to allow me to speak. And the world is created with time because the world is a gili of dibur. So you need to have the minimum amount of time. Torah Kedibur means the smallest amount of time that I have, the smallest unit of time that exists in the world, is the amount that you could say the smallest line of Dibur. Chazal said that the smallest amount of Dibur is to say hello to your Rebbe, hello to your Talmud, and b'makamim b'marich, why dafka these words? Torah Kedibur is to bring the minimal Dibur, which is the minimal unit of time in this world. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or wants to go, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.